Hello, everyone. Welcome to Calvary Chapel Lemon Grove's weekly online service. I'm going to introduce my son Michael, who is going to read a special Mother's Day poem to you. And then we'll go into a time of worship and a time of teaching. So let's open in prayer. Father, we just love you and commit this time to you now. And we pray, Lord, that you would accomplish your kingdom purposes in and through it. We love you. We cast our cares on you. We look to you for wisdom, for discernment, for direction. We ask you, Lord, to just show us your way and help us to walk in it. And we love you and we thank you for this time. In Jesus' name, amen. And Michael, if you want to go ahead and read that poem for us.
Would I be wrong for saying that God's greatest creations are mothers? For he has given moms all the qualities that are set apart from others. He created the sun, the moon, and the stars. He placed them in the heavens to grace the skies. He has given mothers the same sparkle and twinkle every time they look into their children's eyes. He planted an amazing garden and made sure it was equipped to produce and sustain life. And every time I look at you, Mom, I know why Eden was such a paradise. As you walk through your garden, nourishing it with tender, loving care, the hummingbirds sing songs that serenade the world with music in the air. I'm sure you were the inspiration behind the sweet fragrances of the flowers, and that your beauty was what he used to create Mayflowers from April rain showers. I'm sure that the soft songs of the birds were inspired by your lovely voice. And I know when you sing God's songs, the angels in heaven applaud and rejoice. And I know the love he placed in you is a love that causes great sacrifice. It's the same love that God gave the world, the same love that caused Jesus to give his life. You are God's heavenly creation, and you have been the greatest mother to me. In you, I feel all God's love, his power, strength, glory, and majesty. You make me feel that all things are possible, that I can mount up with wings as eagles and soar. Every time I feel like giving up, your encouragement helps me to give a little bit more. I thank God that he gave you to me. You are such a wonderful and caring mother. God has given you a beauty and integrity that sets you apart from all the others.
All right. Thank you, Michael. And, of course, we do want to wish happy Mother's Day to all the moms who might be watching this video. I've said it before. I'll say it again. There's no more blessed and or important ministry in the world than that of a mother. And a mother has tremendous power to influence her child and his or her development. And so we just thank you, mothers, for the roles that you've played in your kids' lives. And we just pray that God will especially bless you this day. And now we're going to turn it over to the worship team, and we're going to worship God in spirit and truth. So worship team, take it away, please.
You are my only hope, you're my only prayer. Before Yeah. please fill us now. Take this time. Open your children to your word, Lord. We love you, Father. Ask that you bless our time together now. In Jesus' precious name.
Worship team.